fasten your seatbelts, get the tissues ready, and polish up those dancing shoes. We're going down musical memory lane with me, Monique Chambers, and a bunch of guests that have got really eclectic taste. Welcome to this week's Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is Vicky Ann Cremona. Now, I know you as a wine drinker, I'll be honest, but I obviously know that you're very into the arts and you've had a very illustrious career. And I also know that you write a lot. So can you tell us a bit about yourself so that everybody else gets to know you too, and then we'll take you down your musical memory lane.
Well, I'm part of the School of Performing Arts. I was chair of the school up to last year, but this year I'm on sabbatical, so I'm writing a book, and therefore I'm absent from the university. I'm a theatre historian by profession. I have worked also as ambassador to France and to Tunisia, where I lived the revolution. And otherwise, yes, I like wine. I also like music, and I love poetry and reading.
Excellent. So this is going to be quite a fun one. Few surprises in there. We're going to start with the very first track, which is by Pink Floyd.
Yes.
So, so this is The Great Gig in the Sky. Where does this track take you?
Well, it takes me to my studies. When I studied in France, so when I went to France the first time, one of the first records that was being played and that everybody was playing and that I heard was Atom Heart Mother and Amagama, of course. And I sort of learned who Pink Floyd were through my friends who were all playing this music. And basically, I decided not to play something from Atom Heart Mother because Pink Floyd rejected it afterwards, much to my disappointment. But since this year is the 50th anniversary of Dark Side of the Moon, I've decided to choose a piece from that. I must say, I love rock.
I just can't look at you the same way. Seriously. It's like, so you love rock?
Yes, I love rock.
Okay, so let's have
with a passion.
Let's have a listen to this track, and hopefully you'll stay seated. So this is The Great Gig in the Sky from The Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. So you were just telling me you went to see Pink Floyd as well?
Yes, I watched Pink Floyd in Rome, in the stadium, the smaller stadium, and I will never forget that concert because they had a kind of medley from different albums, Animals, Wish You Were Here, obviously The Wall, etc. And the sound was amazing. It was as though you were listening to a record, and the actual show was really something. I'll never forget this, the different elements that really made it so special. I mean, I've watched a lot of live music concerts, but this will really remain entrenched in my brain, especially when the pig flew over us, and you know, it was really, really lovely.
So you can see the look on your face, actually. That's definitely left a mark. Talking of marks, don't mark me down on my French accent here, because you have sort of challenged me with this one. So, que serais-je sans toi?
Que serais-je sans toi?
There you go. That's exactly what I said. So, I don't know this song at all, so you have to tell us a bit about it and the memory that it evokes for you.
Well, que serais-je sans toi is a poem by Louis Aragon. Now, Louis Aragon was a surrealist. He was a communist, and he remained faithful to the Communist Party till the end of his life. He was also a resistance fighter, and he was married to Elsa Triolet, also a writer, poet, and translator, whose sister was the lover of Mayakovsky.
Ah.
So, but Aragon was a poet. He was also a person who wrote in L'Humanité, direct L'Humanité for a long time. And, he has this series of love poems, a bit like Pablo Neruda, if you like, which are really beautiful. Now, I got to know surrealism actually at university because French university really drives home the whole concept of decadence, surrealism, you know, Les Poètes Maudits and all this, which I'll be talking about later perhaps. But his poems have been translated into music. I mean, people have sung them. And I love sung poetry. So, but this version, I mean, Léo Ferré and Georges Brassens, different people have sung his poetry. But this one in particular by Ferrat, I really like. I think it's very beautiful. And it's basically a man saying, what would I be without you? What sense would this sort of stammering and stuttering have if you weren't there? And it's a very beautiful poem.
So let's have a listen to that and just try and translate in our heads.
Que serais-je sans toi qui vins à ma rencontre? Que serais-je sans toi qu'un cœur au bois dormant? Que cette heure arrêtée au cadran de la montre, que serais-je sans toi, que ce balbutiement? J'ai tout appris de toi sur les choses humaines, et j'ai vu désormais le monde à ta façon. J'ai tout appris de toi, comme on voit au fond de terre, comme on lit dans le ciel les étoiles lointaines, comme au passant qui chante, on reprend sa chanson. J'ai tout appris de toi, jusqu'au sens du frisson. Que serais-je sans toi, qui vins à ma rencontre? Que serais-je sans toi, qu'un cœur au bois dormant? 7 heures arrêté au cadran de la montre. Que serais-je sans toi? Que se balbutiement? J'ai tout appris de toi. Pour ce qui me concerne, il fait jour à midi, qu'un ciel peut être bleu. Que le bonheur n'est pas un quinquet de ta gueule. Tu m'as pris par la main dans cet enfer moderne où l'homme ne sait plus ce que c'est qu'être deux. Tu m'as pris par la main comme un amant heureux. Que serais-je sans toi qui vas à ma rencontre? Que serais-je sans toi, quinquet au bois d'or? Que 7 heures arrêtées au cadran de la montre. Que serais-je sans toi? Que ce balbutiement qui parle de bonheur a souvent les yeux tristes. N'est-ce pas un sanglot de la déconvenue? Une corde brisée au doigt du guitariste. Et pourtant je vous dis que le bonheur existe ailleurs que dans le rêve, ailleurs que dans les nues. Terre, terre, voici ces rades inconnues. Que serais-je sans toi qui vins à ma rencontre? Que serais-je sans toi, qu'un cœur au bois dormant? Que 7 heures arrêtée au cadran de la montre. Que serais-je sans toi? Que ce balbutiement.
The next track, now I can say this, I Talk to the Wind, from the Court of the Crimson King by King Crimson.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yet another rock band, a great one at that, with fantastic musicians like Robert Fripp on the guitar, or and Greg Lake, obviously, was the singer. And I liked, I learned about King Crimson again in France. I walked into this bar and they were playing this music. And the people around were, well, I should say 3/4 of them were stoned. I mean, this were the student revolutionary years. And what was so beautiful about it was that this is a serious rock group, but with this very soft, very beautiful, very poetic song, which I really liked. And the rest of the record has this huge face with a very open mouth, quite hideous to look at. I think it was designed by the same person who used to design the covers of Yes. And also the lyrics are so beautiful. Pete Sinfield was a great lyricist, and he was part of King Crimson. And even though they brought out many other records, many of which I had, but I think In the Court of the Crimson King still remains my favorite record, because whenever I think of it, I think of a particular moment of my life.
But in those days as well, you didn't have Shazam, so you had to talk to somebody, you had to ask who it was by, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes, yes.
So it must have been well, it was different in our day, sort of thing. Yes, you had to talk about music rather than just know it automatically.
Yes, yes.
So let's have a listen to that. That's I Talk to the Wind by King Crimson.
Said the straight man to the late man, where have you been? I've been here and I've been there and I've been in between. I talk to the wind. The wind cannot hear.
Alan Parsons Project next, The Raven. Again, why this actual track? Why this particular one?
Because it reminds me of Charles Baudelaire. And Charles Baudelaire was this wonderful, wonderful poet who is identified with the poet Maudit, actually had a very sad life. He was a dandy to start with. and really set a trend in France, a little bit like Oscar Wilde in England. And he then fell into drugs, into opium particularly. He had this great love of his life, which was this black woman who was very lovely, but who then left him because he fell into destitution. And he writes this poetry. He writes poetry and he writes what he calls prose poems. And he translates Edgar Allan Poe.
Okay.
That's how Edgar Allan Poe is known in France, through his translations. So that led me on to read Edgar Allan Poe and obviously The House of Usher, etc. But Edgar Allan Poe was also a great poet. And this song is inspired from a poem called The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe, where a raven, where this person is asking, is sort of sad because his lover, Lenore, has either died or disappeared. Anyway, she's not there anymore. And he asks the raven about the meaning of existence and if he's ever going to see her again, or if he'll ever, you know, see her somewhere else, perhaps in another world. And the answer is always nevermore. And Alan Parsons was inspired by this poem to write his song, which is a sort of a recounting the story of the poem. And what's interesting is that, you know, when you see these different poems, which for me, they are hauntingly beautiful. And when you think of other people like Blake or, you know, or even some of the surrealists who tried to create atmosphere in their poetry also through induced means. But in Edgar Allan Poe in this is not creating anything induced. And the way Alan Parsons translates this environment with this sort of haunting music, I think, is very beautiful, yet maintaining very much a rock bass.
So we're going to have a listen to that. That's The Raven by Alan Parsons Project.
Can soothe him, no prayer remove him,
Now on to probably one of the most beautiful women in music, Maria Callas, and Casta Diva. This is from Norma. Mm-hmm. So again, why this track?
It was the first opera recording I was given as a present when I was 18.
Oh!
I was given a box,
uh-huh.
And it was Norma, and obviously also I was in France when Callas died, and I remember the shock that everybody felt. I mean, Callas died was a big void in opera music.
So let's have a listen to that in her memory. So this is Casta Diva by Maria Callas. Well, by Bellini, but sung by Maria Callas.
Thank you.
So now my Italian is mildly better than my French. So this is Se ci fosse un uomo, which, what a great title for a song. That really makes you want to listen and think about it. So this is Giorgio Gaber. Tell us.
Well, Giorgio Gaber is somebody I discovered in the theatre. He was a great actor apart from being a singer, and he was a rebel. And in Se fossi un uomo, he's basically speaking about what makes a man a man, you know, rather than a conformist and he was a very powerful actor, apart from having these wonderful lyrics in his songs. And he had produced a record called Se fossi Dio, which nobody would produce for him because it was too revolutionary. And he produced it himself with just one side recorded and the other empty.
Okay.
And today it's a collector's item and I've lost mine.
Yours. Ah, so you actually had one,
yes,
as well. Ah. So we're going to listen to a portion of that. So, Se ci fosse un uomo.
Se ci fosse un uomo. Se ci fosse un uomo. Se ci fosse un uomo nuovo e forte, forte nel guardare sorridente la sua oscura realtà del presente. Se ci fosse un uomo forte di una tendenza senza nome, se non quella di umana elevazione, forte come una vita che è in attesa di una rinascita improvvisa.
Se ci fosse un uomo generoso e forte, forte nel gestire ciò che è intorno senza intaccare il suo equilibrio interno, forte nell'odiare l'arroganza di chi esibisce una falsa coscienza, forte nel custodire con impegno la parte più viva del suo sogno. Se ci fosse un uomo. Questo nostro mondo ormai è impazzito e diventa sempre più volgare, popolato da un assurdo mito che è il potere. Questo nostro mondo è avido e incapace, sempre in corsa e sempre più infelice, popolato da un bisogno estremo e da una smania vuota che sarebbe vita se ci fosse un uomo. Se ci fosse un uomo, se ci fosse un uomo,
se ci fosse un uomo.
Allora si potrebbe immaginare un umanesimo nuovo, con la speranza di veder morire questo nostro medioevo, col desiderio che in una terra sconosciuta ci sia di nuovo l'uomo al centro della vita. Allora si potrebbe immaginare un neorinascimento, un individuo tutto da inventare in continuo movimento, con la certezza che in un futuro non lontano al centro della vita ci sia di nuovo l'uomo. Un uomo affascinato da uno spazio vuoto che va ancora popolato. Popolato da corpi e da anime gioiose che sanno entrare di slancio nel cuore delle cose. Popolato di fervore e di gente innamorata
ma che crede all'amore come una cosa concreta. Popolato da un uomo che ha scelto il suo cammino senza gesti clamorosi per sentirsi qualcuno, popolato da chi vive senza alcuna ipocrisia, col rispetto di se stesso e della propria pulizia. Uno spazio vuoto che va ancora popolato. Popolato da un uomo talmente vero che non ha la presunzione di abbracciare il mondo intero. Popolato da chi crede nell'individualismo ma combatte con forza qualsiasi forma di egoismo. Popolato da chi odia il potere e i suoi eccessi ma che apprezza un potere esercitato su se stessi. Popolato da chi ignora il passato e il futuro e che inizia la sua storia dal punto zero. Uno spazio vuoto che va ancora popolato. Popolato da chi è certo che la donna e l'uomo siano il grande motore del cammino umano. Popolato da un bisogno che diventa l'espressione di un gran senso religioso ma non di religione. Popolato da chi crede in una fede sconosciuta dov'è la morte che scompare quando appare la vita. Popolato da un uomo cui non basta il crocefisso ma che cerca di trovare un Dio dentro se stesso. Allora si potrebbe immaginare un umanesimo nuovo, con la speranza di veder morire questo nostro medioevo, col desiderio che in una terra sconosciuta ci sia di nuovo l'uomo al centro della vita. La certezza che in un futuro non lontano, al centro della vita, ci sia di nuovo l'uomo.
What a great voice. What a great voice. So we're going on to Lucio Dalla now and Anna e Marco.
This reminds me of the Borgate in Rome. Okay. I lived in Rome for 12 years and, it reminds me of the people I used to meet in the Borgate, simple people, people who were poor and trying to make a living and awkward with you when you were research work there and sort of very awkward about us being interested in them and all this timidity and yet the dream of being better was what I really love about this song.
There we go. So we're going to listen to that. That's Anna e Marco by Lucio Dalla.
Anna come sono tante, Anna permalosa, Anna bello sguardo, sguardo che ogni giorno perde qualcosa. Se chiudi gli occhi lei lo sa, stella di periferia, Anna con le amiche, Anna che vorrebbe andar via. Marco grosse scarpe, poca carne, Marco cuore in allarme, con sua madre una sorella, poca vita, sempre quella. Se chiude gli occhi lui lo sa,
di periferia. Marco col branco, Marco che vorrebbe andar via. E la luna è una palla ed in cielo un biliardo. Quante stelle nei flipper, sono più di un miliardo. Marco dentro un bar non sa cosa farà. Poi c'è qualcuno che trova una moto e si può andare in città. Hanno bello sguardo, non perde un ballo. Marco che a ballare sembra un cavallo. In un locale che è uno schifo, poca gente che li guarda, sei una checca che fa il tifo. Ma dimmi tu dove sarai, dove la strada per le stelle. Mentre ballano, si guardano e si scambiano la pelle e cominciano a volare. Con tre salti sono fuori dal locale, con un'aria da commedia americana. Sta finendo anche questa settimana, ma l'America è lontana, dall'altra parte della luna, che li guarda anche se ride, a vederla mette quasi paura. E la luna in silenzio ora si avvicina, con un mucchio di stelle cade per strada. Luna che cammina, luna di città. Poi passa un cane che sente qualcosa, mi guarda, baia e se ne va. Anna avrebbe voluto morire, Marco voleva andarsene lontano. Qualcuno li ha visti tornare tenendosi per mano.
So the next one is Mesdames by the Grand Corps Malade. You're going to say it in a much nicer accent than I just did.
Well, this is a fantastic man who I watched at a concert.
Okay.
I discovered him through a concert in Paris. He and I fell in love with him.
Simple as that.
Yeah. He's a seriously handsome man called Fabien Marceau, who had a very bad accident in a pool. He was a gymnast, and he had a very bad accident, and he's half paralyzed. I mean, and he calls himself the big sick body.
Oh,
but he's a poet.
Okay,
so he says his poems, and music is played to them, and I like this one because it is an ode to women. And I thought, you know, we're not far from the 8th of March, and he's a real presence even on stage, and his poetry is so beautiful. It's a pity that it's in French, and you know, but I thought he deserved to listen to.
Well, I will listen to it and I will Google translate later. So there we go. It's Mesdames.
Veuillez accepter, mesdames, ces quelques mots comme un hommage à votre jante que j'admire qui crée en chaque homme un orage. Au cinéma ou dans la vie, vous êtes les plus beaux personnages, et sans le vouloir, vous tenez nos cœurs et nos pensées en otage. Veuillez accepter, mesdames, cette déclaration comme une tentative honnête de réparation face au profond machisme de nos coutumes, de nos cultures, dont le grand livre des humains place au chapitre de la rupture. Vous êtes infiniment plus subtile, plus élégante et plus classe que la jante masculine qui parle fort, prend toute la place. Et si j'apprécie des deux yeux quand tu balances ton corps, j'applaudis aussi des deux mains quand tu balances ton porc. Derrière chaque homme important se cache une femme qui l'inspire. Derrière chaque grand être humain précède une mère qui respire. La femme est l'avenir de l'homme, écrivait le poète. Eh bien l'avenir s'est installé, et depuis belle lurette. Vous êtes nos muses, nos influences, notre motivation et nos vices. Vous êtes Simone Veil, Marie Curie, Rosa Parks, Angela Davis. Vous êtes nos mères, vous êtes nos sœurs, vous êtes caissières, vous êtes docteurs. Vous êtes nos filles et puis nos femmes, nous on vacille pour votre flamme. Comment ne pas être en admiration et sans commune mesure pour celles qui portent et fabriquent pendant 9 mois notre futur. Pour celles qui cumulent plusieurs emplois et ceux sans sourciller, celui qu'elles ont dans la journée est le plus grand, mère au foyer. Veuillez accepter, mesdames, cette réelle admiration de votre force, votre courage et votre détermination. Veuillez accepter, mesdames, mon aimable faiblesse face à votre fragilité, votre empathie et votre tendresse. Veuillez accepter, mesdames, cette petite intro, car l'avenir appartient à celles qu'on aime trop. Et pour ne pas être taxé de premier degré d'anthologie, veuillez accepter, mesdames, cette délicate démagogie.
So is this next track dedicated to him? This is The Man I Love, Herbie Hancock and Georgia.
No, it's dedicated to the jazz festival.
Okay.
And to City Gut and his the way he could, you know, bring people here. And I knew Georgia as a singer and didn't think much of her until I saw her with Herbie Hancock at the Malta Jazz Festival. And then I realized what a voice this woman had. And I loved Herbie Hancock, had already come before. So it was a discovery, and it's thanks to this wonderful thing called the Malta Jazz Festival and this wonderful person who created it, Charles Sittigat.
Well, let's listen to this. I love this track. So this is The Man I Love by Herbie Hancock and Georgia in this case. Taught me something. You teach me many things every time I meet you, but you've just taught me about a Maltese rapper And, you know, you've got to see my hand gestures here. So called Lapez. And this is a track that they've done with John Malia called Il Cotra.
Yes.
So
I met Lapez in a protest.
Okay.
We were obviously protesting against the corruption in this country. And there were a series of artists who were playing that day. And I met Lapez there, and I was very interested by his lyrics. I particularly like this song because the lyrics are by Ruzar Briffa, our Maltese poet. And obviously, it was also a tribute to John Malia, who actually started the whole, I mean, was one of the first rappers in Malta and taught so many people. So it was, and he himself is a rebel. So it was a bit of my rebellion, my disgust with corruption and my activism, and also a tribute to these young people like Lapez who are, and this new rap scene, which I just love. I mean, I really love rap.
It's really making me smile, because I seriously will never look at you in the same way again. This has absolutely been a fantastic show. This is Monique Chambers signing off with Vicky and Cremona. Thank you so much. We're going out with John Malia and Lapez and a track called Il Cotra.
Il Cotra għamet f'daqqa, wajdet jim Maltija. Miskin minni kasban, miskin minni jitħabbija. Il Cotra għanit f'daqqa, u samet mal-irjieħ. L-innu ta' Malta dana, u leħek il-rebbieħ. Fuq nas il-modi dwejje, il-nas tal-apatija. Xinruħna kienet trieta, ġosson la' balanija. U l-obra ta' bastalli li għamet minn iħi l-qabar. Wajdet! Il-lum is-seba' drag ġunju, erġita' 119 kulħadd tal-vel. Il-ġent għalfum imlija kurraġġu, seba' jade jerfa' l-bandiera Maltija fl-isħab, flimkien ma' Manuel il-barbieri naqdu Maltija fl-ajjar. Sultani, armati, il-klima teħraġ, kull Malti inkassatu fl-istezzin id-disfraġ. Iru bilanċ, ilu l-bati ma' jagħti qima lil-ħadd taqsek baġi, l-armata mhix timira fil-baġ baħ. Fuq l-attivisti taqqa tikta taħna tifka pjatta tisma Vicky għatwaħħa jizgur xieħat tintlaqa tissa U Manuel Zafa fitma Ed barra taħt tangassar Torreġani juħu laħħa nifqal ziritna Bajjada jaqa fuq il-bajda l-ħamra U jitħaq tanti nixi dem l-bandiera Saret laburista L-ħwa il-ħutna ħatma jinsiju Għax Malta ija taħna Tlaqna lijo
Il-kotra għamet daħqa u għajna
Jimaldija
U għajna
Jimaldija
U għajna
Jimaldija
Il-kotra għamet daħqa u għajna
Jimaldija
We hope you've enjoyed visiting Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and this week's guest. Tune in next week for more.